And who's mentioned before that prison and broke prison was shocking out the economy? Embarrassing to broke the prison and everybody is hanging from the left and the right. They all got up, there's more crime and duty, more prison. So, do you have to take a role for prison?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, very clear in the role. As you move towards the third, I mean, remember what a third world society looks like. A third world society has a lot of superfluous people. People are just useless. They have no human rights and no human value because they don't contribute to making profit and enriching the rich. You know, they don't even clean their floors. They're not even needed for anything. In one of our third world domains, that's why we fund security forces. Like half of our military aid, more than half for Latin America, goes to Colombia. And the reason is it has the worst human rights record in the hemisphere. It slaughtered the security forces, have killed maybe 20,000 people or so in the last few years, you know, political organizers and union leaders and peasants and so on. And that's the way you make sure you keep the superfluous people under control, to slaughter them. Well, we haven't quite reached that level here, though we're getting to be a third world society. So what we do with the superfluous people, the ones who don't contribute to wealth production for the rich, and therefore have no human, really. What you do with them is, first of all, try to coop them up in slums, which are sort of like concentration camps. And if that doesn't work, you put them in jail, which is the equivalent, sort of the counterpart in a wealthy society to death squads in a poor society. And so they're naturally zooming. And they are a shot in the arm. And so my crime is not going up, at least as far as any evidence is concerned. I mean, if you can believe the government, you know, FBI statistics and all this other stuff, crime is fairly level, you know. I mean, it sort of went up in the 70s. Since then, it's probably, according to them, it's even declined. But the perception of crime has increased, but that's because it's not that it's not a serious problem, especially if you're a poor person. It's an extremely serious problem, because crime is mostly poor people preying on each other. So you're a poor person, you know, living down in Roxbury, yeah, crime's a problem, but they're not the ones you're going for more prison. You know. Their own sons in jail. In fact, there are now more black males in the prison system than in the education system in the, you know, relevant ages. In fact, what the criminal system is simply being used as a war against, literally a war against an unwanted part of the population. A part of the population that used to be industrial workers, or at least had the opportunity to, and maybe work themselves up, but now just have no rights, because you don't need that anymore. You can get them cheaper somewhere else. So you got to get rid of them. That's a large part of what the drug war is about. The drug war has no effect on drugs. In fact, as I mentioned, a large part of it, and it's well known outside the United States, as in the Bishop's statement, that a large part of the drug policies are fomenting the production of drugs. And in fact, if anybody wanted to do something about the drugs, they'd go to wherever those $260 billion of annual profits are being laundered, namely U.S. banks. You don't see many bankers in jail. The drug program is designed and implemented to criminalize an unwanted population, black males, Hispanic males, and so on. So, you know, you take a look at the chain gangs in Alabama, and it'll be somebody who had a joint in his pocket, you know, that sort of thing. So that's what you do with it. As for the system has a side benefit. It's state spending, so it has a stimulative effect on the economy. Firms like, say, Merrill Lynch, you know, and Prudential and so on, they are putting out bonds, tax-free bonds, for the building of prisons and making a lot of money on it. It's part of the growth system. You know, it's not the scale of the Pentagon, but it's sort of, you know, got the same function. In fact, the military corporations are like Lockheed and so on. They're already realizing it, so they are now exploring the possibility of entering on, you know, climbing on that gravy train and developing high tech methods of surveillance and control, which the public will pay for, and it will be dual-use technology, and you really use it for something else. Actually, there's a big story in the Wall Street Journal about it a couple months ago. So, you know, you could engineer, you can figure out a way to implant an electrode in somebody, so then some supercomputer somewhere will have them under surveillance, and if they go the wrong place, you send out a shock or, you know, drug, you know, chemicals or something or other. And that way you could have very efficient monitoring and control of large parts of the population, which would be quite cost-effective, except, of course, for the technology, which the public is paying for anyway. prison construction alone is a booming industry, and the security personnel has been, maybe still is, the fastest growing white collar operation for some, profession for some years. So all of this stuff goes on with, pouring money into the hands of the wealthier sectors, Merrill Lynch construction. Also, the prisons are being privatized. I don't remember the figures, but the growth of the privately run prisons is far higher than the state-run prisons, and that's just another scam. Privatized prisons is like privatized health. It means public pays the cost in one or another technique, but there's private profit, and you have a lot of techniques of, you can cut down costs for putting more prisoners into a cell, and you don't have to give them any care and no rehabilitation, none of that stuff. So I think the whole thing is a very natural consequence of the policies designed to create a third world type society. Now, when I say third world, I don't mean the United States is going to look like Mexico, much too rich for that. But it's going to that structure, that kind of structure at a richer level. And prisons are a part of that, just as death squads, and the terror of the security forces is part of Mexico and Colombia.